Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Trash human, the worst in the universe.
We're going to judge just how trashy of a human being some of these people are here on the Brett Magus Show. We're going to do it on a scale 1 to 10. I'm going to give you a scenario of what people do, and then you tell me just how much of a trash human they are on a scale 1 to 10, okay?
Okay.
Everyone will have different scores, I'm sure. This is big for 2025. A lot of people going back to the gym. On a scale of 1 to 10, how trash of a human is someone if they don't wipe down the gym equipment after using it? 1 to 10. What score would you give them as a trash human, Hannah?
I'm going to give them a 2 because I don't really do that. I was also going to give them a 2. I don't care. You know what you're getting into using a public gym. They're all dirty.
I think it depends on the sweat factor, how sweaty that actually is.
I mean, yeah, if I like get off the stairs or something and I go on like a normal like lifting machine equipment thing, I'll wipe it down.
But
I'm not that bad.
But on the reg, I'm not wiping it down.
We only gave you a 2. I also gave it a 2. I don't think it's a big deal.
If you're that concerned about it, wipe it down before you use it, just to make sure.
I'd go.
I gave it a 5.
Well, no. Nope.
I'd go 4.
Okay, so people did not give that a bad score at all. All right, driving slow in the fast lane and refusing to move over.
That's a 1.
Kevin.
7.
All the Kevins out there.
I gave it a 7. That is so Kevin. You're a trash of a human if you're doing that. People got places to go, man, and you're stopping them from getting there.
I'm going to eventually turn.
I concur. I'm with Brett on the 7.
7?
So I'm going to go 5 because I'm guilty of doing that sometimes.
Really? Okay. How about this? Cutting in line and pretending not to notice the people behind
10.
You.
I hate people who cut in line.
I'm with Hannah. 10.
Awful.
I hate it.
10.
That enrages me.
Especially when they act like they pretend they don't see you.
Right.
See the line, bro.
You are such a trash human. You are literally saying I'm better than you and then acting like, oh, I don't even know. Like, screw you, man. 10. Worst human beings out there.
Awful.
People who cut the line. Not RSVPing to a wedding or event and then showing up. Alex, you want to go first?
I mean, that's, I would say that's a 7.
A 7?
I'm going to say a 1. I never RSVP to literally anything.
What do you do at a wedding, though? You don't have a place to, like,
Shows up.
Where that do you is, sit?
You invited me, so
well, a wedding, that was somehow
it's,
planned.
It's not a full 10 because it takes some guts to still show up.
Right, yeah.
Part of you still respects that person. You're kind of like, wow.
Yeah.
You're kind of trashy, but I kind of respect your trashiness. Right.
Like, to a regular event, like a 4, I don't really care. But to a wedding, it's like an 8.
8?
Yes.
Yeah, I gave it a 3.
Really?
You know, there's 300 people there.
Like, I mean, what's one more going to hurt?
You're not eating if you don't RSVP to my wedding.
Who cares? Usually the food's not that good and they want to drink anyways.
The bar's already open. People have leftovers. I mean, Brett and I aren't RSVP.
Hannah's over there eating people's leftovers at a wedding. Yeah.
Talking on the speakerphone in public.
Doesn't bother me. 1.
How much of a 1?
1.
Doesn't bother me.
I love listening to people's conversations.
Yeah, that's perfect for Hannah. Oh, yeah,
right? I had a former boss, Guy Phillips, who used to live in the office all the time.
I gave it an 8.
I'm with you. I give it an 8.
It's very similar to the cutting in line thing. It's saying my conversation is so much more important than you. Everyone listen to me.
It doesn't
like,
have
so
to
annoying.
Get that deep.
I'd go 4.
Oh, really?
4? Yeah, I feel like it's like...
I would go 4.
Party who's kind of interested in what they're talking about.
I mean, yeah.
All right, leaving your shopping cart in the parking lot.
10.
10.
10.
10.
Yeah, I was a cart girl, guys.
I was a cart guy. I hate it. 10.
That is my best friend Sydney's like number one pet peeve in life ever is that. So for her, I'll go 10.
You just walked around the entire grocery store with the cart. You can walk a little bit more to put the cart away.
There's a corral nearby.
Sometimes it does suck.
It's funny, the one thing that we all agreed on, you are a trash human if you cut us in line and leave your parking
lot. Don't cut in line. Crash, human, the worst in the universe.